A former golf course property in Rockland could get new life as a housing development. The Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich, joins us now to talk about that story and other business news. Sonia, which former golf course are we talking about here?
This is the former Sunset Whitney Golf Course, which was also known as Rockland Golf Club in the past. It closed in 2015, and now business partners are proposing a 42-acre housing development on part of the property.
This isn't the first time the city has considered redeveloping that property, right?
It's actually the third time in the last decade that property owners have proposed housing on a portion of the site. The Rockland City Council rejected those previous proposals, and the golf course closed for periods of time in the past because of financial issues. With the most recent closure, neighbors have reported trespassing and vandalism on the property. They want the city to find a new use for it.
You said the housing development would fill part of the property. Do you know yet what would happen to the rest of it?
Under the current proposal, the city would preserve additional land at the property as open space, and that would be quite a bit of land that we're talking about here. It would mean enhancing that land and expanding the city's trail system there.
Also in Placer County, some changes are coming to the fairgrounds in Roseville. What's happening there?
Placer Valley Tourism is taking over management of the Placer County Fairgrounds. The nonprofit Regional Tourism Marketing Bureau plans to renovate the fairgrounds and bring in more events.
Well, specifically, what are the changes the group is planning?
Placer Valley Tourism plans to repair and update buildings as well as parking lots there. They're also considering building an indoor sports and events center at the fairgrounds.
What's the history behind this property? Who managed it in the past?
Well, it was previously handled by the Placer County Fair Association, which at one time was funded by the state. Now, that funding stopped with the recession, which led to deferred maintenance at the property, and the county has been looking for an operator and manager of the fairgrounds since 2015.
A Sacramento Kings startup competition culminated this week, announcing a winner on Wednesday night, and the winning idea involves food.
The prize went to Trifecta, which is an organic meal delivery startup that's based in West Sacramento. It was founded by two siblings. They value healthy eating, but they were tired of preparing meals at home or using all the existing delivery services. Now, the startup's founders are Greg and Elizabeth Connolly and Uriah Faber, the local entrepreneur who's known for his mixed martial arts career, is a managing partner in Trifecta. For winning the startup contest from the Sacramento Kings, Trifecta will get a monetary prize as well as a chance to pitch their idea to angel investors.
And in other food news, a burger chain that started in Tel Aviv is now open in Auburn. How did that happen?
This is an international chain called Burger Rim. It is expanding its U.S. presence, and that means a restaurant in Auburn. The location opened this month, and sometimes all it takes for these things to happen is one ambitious franchisee. The local owner is Brett Magorian. Some people might recognize him as the assistant softball coach at Sierra College. He was apparently looking for an investment opportunity and chose this concept.
Well, what can customers expect at this place?
It serves mini burgers. Diners can customize those burgers with patty options ranging from lamb to salmon to turkey and lots more as well. And if Auburn is too far away for you, there is some good news. The company has a goal of adding more locations in the Sacramento area, but we don't know yet where those restaurants would be.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.